Chanukah Sameach, and welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to dive in together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on the second day of Chanukah, Yom Shlishi, the 26th day of Kislev here in the United States. Wish a very happy birthday to our daughter Yakira, turned 10 today. And already the third night of Chanukah, Yom Revi'i, the 27th day of Kislev in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ron Gvili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Amongst all Cholei Yisrael, including those injured in the horrific shooting massacre in Australia, please kindly keep in mind Rafal Yitzchak Aaron ben Malka Chana, that he and all in need, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, have a refua shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Lederman of Congregation Anshei Sfard in Louisville, Kentucky, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Lederman's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and finally concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, Rabbi Lederman will lead us in Achenu, both in Hebrew, followed by English, then the Mishnah Berurah for our dear and special and unbelievable Chayalim, and will then conclude with the Mishnah Berurah L'Cholim, during which he will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us here on the call the opportunity to insert, to mention the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Lederman.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. When I agreed to do this Tehillim, it was before the horrific attack in Australia. And words can't describe how that throws our nation. It's very difficult on Chanukah, you know, to celebrate a Yantis on the one hand, and to go through this type of tragedy on the other hand. The Chanukah miracle is really confusing. The Pnei Yeshua clarifies it for us in a way that could change our perspective on Chanukah, and also on the rest of the year, and on the current situation. The Pnei Yeshua begins by analyzing a very famous question, which is, why was the whole miracle necessary? The whole miracle of the oil lasting for 8 days. There's a concept, which the Gemara talks about, which is called Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, that something which is Tame is allowed in the public setting. And for the menorah, this would apply. It would be allowed for one to light the menorah, even though the oil is Tame, even though the oil is impure. And after much back and forth, going through the halachic aspects of it, whether or not it's true, he concludes that it's true, that the miracle of the oil lasting for 8 days is technically not halachically necessary. However, it's necessary for a different reason. To give a little bit of background, the time of the Chanukah story for the Jewish people was a very dark time, before Chanukah and after Chanukah. It wasn't like Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we left and everything was, and we were on a high after that. The situation quickly went downhill, and the Churban was not too long after that. And the whole story before Chanukah, the entire time of the second bias, was also not a great time for the Jewish people. We had the Beis HaMikdash, but it was a very tumultuous time for the Jewish people. The Pnei Yeshua explains that the reason for the nace, the reason for the candle, for the Neros Chanukah lasting for 8 days, He says, I'll read you his exact word, the Iker Hanes, the main part of, main point of the miracle, Lo Nasa was not done, Elo Lohodia, Lohem, Chibas, Hamakom, Alehem, was only to show them, to show the Jewish people, Hashem loves you. True, you could light any oil, but the fact that the Jewish people went and they gave it their all to find something pure, and Hashem responded and accepted their desire to do the mitzvah in the highest way possible, and Hashem accepted it. It was one sign from Hashem, a sign that just says, I love you. This attitude remains with us for generations. This perspective remains with us for generations, not just on Hanukkah, but throughout the whole year, that as difficult as things are, whatever happens, however dark of a time it is, we can look at the Hanukkah Neros and remember that as long as we are, you know, we are Hashem's people, we are declaring we're Hashem's people, we're here to learn Torah, we're here to do mitzvot, and Hashem says back to us, I love you. It's particularly inspiring coming from the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is a very analytical Achron. He goes through the Talmud in a very analytical style, and to see him sort of interrupt like this, so to speak, and explain Chanukah in this way, in the middle of a segment that's very pshat oriented. He's trying to figure out what's the explanation behind the Gemara, what's the explanation behind this Yom Tov, and he comes out with the only thing he could possibly think of is this, that Hashem loves the Jewish people, and this love will continue for generations. In a time like this, when we are pondering how could it happen, how could such an attack happen, the only thing that gives me chizuk is looking at the menorah, and I don't know why, but this is what Hashem wants, and Hashem has not forgotten about us. As hard as it could be to have that perspective, this is what the Yidden were going through at the time of the second bias. It was very difficult to see Hashem's hand in life. It was a very difficult time. But the Ner Chanukah reminded them that we have an Eidishter. We have someone who's watching out for us, who cares about us, and who wants us to come close to him. So now we recite Tehillim, beginning with Tehillim Chas, chapter 20. Lam natsayach mizmor l'David, yan chadunai b'yom tzarai, fagevcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov, yishvach ezrcha mikodesh, mitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol minchosecha, v'olachcha yidash nesela, yitan lecha chilvavecha, v'chatzcha tzchaim alei, Rana Bishua Sechov, Shem Eloheinu, Nidgo, Yimalei Adonai, Kol Mishalo Sechov, Ato Yadati, Kiyoshi, Adonai Meshicho, Yaneyo, Mishmei Kodsho, Bigvuros, Yesha Yimino, Eilu Varechev, Eilu Vasuthin, Vanachno, Vashem Adonai Eloheinu, Nazkir, Himakaru, Vinafalo, Vanachnu, Kamnu, Vanithodad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Yaneinu, Vyom Karenu, Shir Lamalos, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shilam Alos, Esoinai El Heharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shomayim V'aretz, Al Yitein Amod Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomerecha, Hine Lo Yanum V'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Silcha, Al Yadim Inecha, Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakech Of Yoreach V'alala, Adonai Yishmar Chomikora Yishmar Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmar Kizcha Bolecha Me'atav Yad Olam. Kuf Lamit, 130. Shir HaMa'alos Mimam Akim Kirasicha Adonai. Adonai Yishmar V'kolit Yanoz Necha Kashuvah Slakol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Yishmar Yah Adonai Mi'amod. Mechas lichol ma'an tivarei, kivisi Adonai kivistar nafshi, v'lidvaroh hocholki, nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, yafel Yisrael al Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed v'harbe imo fedos, v'hu yifes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanusun b'tzara v'shivya ha'omdim bein bayam u'bein bayabasha ha'malkom yirachim aleihem v'yotziyem yitzara l'irvacho mi'afeda l'ora v'mishiva l'geula hashta b'agala v'zman kariv n'omar amen. As for our brothers, the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to release, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, let us say, Amen.
Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hi ha'reches chayalei tzva hagana l'Yisrael. Ve'anshei kochos habitachon ha'omdem amishmar arteinu v'ari Eloheinu migvul halvanon v'adin v'am Yisrael. Min hayom hagadol ad lo haravad v'chol makom shehem v'yabash v'ayir v'yom. Yitzchak avoseinu Yisrael v'inu hakam aleinu migafim v'zehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yasil es chayaleinu mikol tzor v'tzukah. We call Nego Macho, Vishlach Brach, Vat Slach, Bokma Seide Hen, Yad Ber, Tonayim Tachteyem, Vyatrim, Mechete, Shiva, Teresim, Sachon, Vikuyan, and Mekosov, Kiazam, I loy, Hen, Hau, Lechim, Lachem, Hilachim, Lachem, Imoy, Lechem, Lahushia, Eschem, and Omar, Amen. Mishaberach, Pacholin. Mishaberach, Avosinu, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, W. Shlomo, Vivarech, Virate, S. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Himalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lassum Rapos, Samachazikam Achios, Samishlach Lehem, Meirafu, Shrein Men HaShemayim, Lermach Evarim, Mishpagidei, Mesov, Sharachol Yisrael, Refuos HaNefesh, Refuos HaGuf, Hashla Bagalov, Zman Kariv, Nomar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Lederman. Great to have you on. We look forward, please God, in your Hashem, to having you back on the call in the near future. I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help behind the scenes and coordinating the call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day. Chanukah Sameach.